Call the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission to order on this Monday, July 9th at 11:45 a.m. And we'll start out with any changes to the agenda as presented. No additions or corrections. Hearing none, we'll accept the agenda as provided. And we'll go to the consent agenda, which includes the meeting minutes and the bill paying. I would look for a resolution to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion, the minutes. If there's any questions on those, and then on the payment of the bills for this time. All in this, it looked like we were supporting the state and federal government with all the taxes that we had to pay this time. Any questions from anyone? And I would also open it to Manager Herring to point out anything.
Madam Chair, a couple bills will point out on page one, Missouri River, that's our buy-in fee. That was part of our agreement with Missouri River with becoming members. On page five, middle of the page, PCA, minor modification permits required for the installation of our trailer boiler that we were talking about. Per EPA, PCA, we'd be able to bring that boiler in without, but per definition of EPA, we needed to submit that. So we worked with Wink through that process and submitted it. So 7 days from Friday, we'll be able to move forward with the install of that boiler unit. And then on page six, middle of page again, Bremer Trust, that's just moving some dollars from the 4M fund over to Bremer so we can obtain a higher rate of return on our dollars, on our investments. So. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions regarding to it? Look through, nothing jumped out or too high or too low. Okay, hearing none, if you'd take a roll, Beth.
Certainly. Commissioner Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye. That resolution carries. Next on the agenda, if our engineer, Mr. Smith, would update us on the Priam substation construction and the bid recommendation.
Thanks, Madam Chair. So the Priam substation construction contract is the largest contract that we're doing for this substation. And it's basically to assemble and build everything that we bought separately. So we did separate bid items for a lot of the larger aspects or equipment. And then this contract will cover putting it all together to make it look like a substation. It's things like erecting the steel, the ground grid and raceway foundations, putting the crushed rock over the surface, and then relocating the transformer from its Wilmer substation location to the location at Priam. The engineering estimate for this was $2,094,000. Bids were received on June 27th from four different bidders. Conductor Power of LLC in Brainerd, Minnesota was the low bidder. Their base price was $1,904,383.62. We also have some alternative or optional pricing depending on what additional work may or may not need to get done on the transformer once it's de-energized and we have a chance to look it over before we move it to the new site, in the amount of $125,280. Combined, that's a total of $2,029,663.62, which is still less than that engineering estimate. DGR reviewed the specs along with myself. DGR has worked a little bit with Conductor Power and they've performed well. They also reached out to their references that they supplied with the bid and they all gave positive feedback. They've demonstrated work that's similar size and scope to the Priam substation. And so with that, I would concur with DGR's recommendation to award this project to Conductor Power. Are there any questions?
In that contract, does it list a time that how long this is going to take now for them to get it all put together?
Yes, there are several dates. I don't know them off the top of my head, but generally it's starting work in September and then completing work. It would be fall of 2019. The substation is actually going to get energized in May of 2019. And so there is a deadline there for them to get substantial completion done by that time. But then there's commission testing and final cleanup and things that will come after that.
Okay. All right. Any specific questions of Mr. Smith regarding this?
Madam Chair, if I could ask Mr. Smith to touch a little bit on the transformer moving as well.
Right, so we are moving one of two transformers at the Wilmer substation, and a big purpose for the Bryam substation is to separate the two sources that we have coming into Wilmer physically so that any sort of natural disaster wouldn't take everything out. And so what that is going to involve is we'll de-energize the 115 kV transformer, and then we'll have to either crane it out or rig it out, and that's the responsibility of this contract to determine what the best way to do that, to get it out of the substation, that it needs to be moved into the prime location. More than likely, they'll drain the oil out. They'll have to take the radiators and fans, things that stick out of the transformer, off, and then once they get to the new site, they'll reassemble it. Part of the contract is to do a full array of testing on the transformer before they really start taking it apart and moving it, and then once they put it back together in the new location, they'll do a second round of testing just to show that everything has been completed as planned.
And we'll probably see this take place late January, February time frame.
Yeah,
before road restrictions go off.
Yes.
Yeah, so sometime next spring before road restrictions go off is when you'll see this transformer being transported from the Wilmer sub to the Pram sub location. So if you see a big trailer going down the road with the substation on, that's what's going on. That's part of this contract.
I'm sure Mary will be out there with her camera while a lot of this is being done to get the video going on it. Okay. Any further questions?
Consideration or extra consideration you got in the contract for the winter construction? Because there's, I'm sure, with pouring concrete and that type of thing, right?
Yeah. As far as the timeline goes, DGR has set this up and they've planned out this schedule. They do substations all the time, so they don't have any concerns with the dates of the work or the ability of the contractor to complete it by that time. We didn't see any comments in any of the bids that they weren't able to meet the deadlines proposed.
Okay.
So I'm comfortable with it. Are there specific concerns that you have that we should
just that
on?
Everything is more difficult when you do it in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and I think just as far as schedule goes, that's how they worked out. The site work, and you've seen, if you've driven by there, the site work is already done. Obviously, that has to be done in the summertime. And they're hoping to complete all of the underground work before the freeze, so pulling cable and things like that will be done before it actually gets cold, but then erecting the steel and setting the equipment on the foundations is going to be winter work.
Okay.
Other questions? I would entertain a motion for a resolution to accept the bid.
I'll make the motion to accept the bid of...
Second.
A motion to accept the resolution for the bid recommendation award has been made and seconded. Any further questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Mabou.
Aye.
Weber.
Aye.
DeBleek.
Aye.
Magnuson.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Lahmer.
Aye.
Mattern.
Aye.
And that carries, so there you go. Very good. All right, then next on the agenda, our power supply manager, Chris Carlson, will tell us about the coal inventory and what's going on.
Thank you. Yes, so we have about 3,200 tons of coal on the coal pile. And is that on? Oh, okay, sorry. So we have about 3,200 tons of coal on the coal pile. And due to staffing and air permits, we have proposed to sell the coal to a potential buyer. Based on the $28 to $30 average LMP that was calculated from this time last year, we would be at a break even to sell the coal rather than to burn it. So a couple of months ago, we already determined that we are far better off to purchase the energy on the market than to generate the energy. Just the cost of the coal and the gas alone far outweighs the cost of the energy on the market. So that doesn't even include any labor, staffing, or anything. So I guess we're going to move ahead with this. And if we do move ahead, then you'll be seeing some trucks coming out here and hauling coal. So any questions on that?
This is really for the commission kind of unaware, so that questions do come up and that we would concur on it unless there's any questions along the way.
Commissioner. Madam Chair. Chris, thank you for the update. Is there any value in retaining some element of coal just as a secondary or third backup in this case? I know we're working on portable boilers and so on and so forth, but just in case something were to happen where we need it for a few days, is there value in having some of that on hand?
For a few days, I think we could staff, but if it were more than just a couple days, then we have a staffing issue. Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that. I know last year, again, we had a couple of little snafus with the gas coming in and so on and so forth. So I was just thinking in another scenario like that, if there was some value in having some of it on hand just for that. That was my only thought.
Commissioner Mann, should I take it? A very good question. When we were curtailed on gas a couple of years ago, as you're referencing, we did not have firm gas at that time. Today, as we speak, we have firm gas to the volumes that are needed to provide district heat. So we have our gas firmed up. The coal pile continues to degrade as we leave it sit out there, and the longer we leave it sit, as Ms. Carlson referenced, that we need to bring more gas with it to meet our air emissions permit. So we don't need the coal pile for generation. We don't need the coal pile for firm gas anymore or to back up gas in the event we get curtailed to provide district heat. And there's a potential buyer that's willing to buy the coal pile. So at staff level, we don't see any reasons to hang on to it. The longer we hang on to it, the less it's worth to us. So that's why we're of the opinion that the sooner we sell it, the better we are, better off we're going to be. So, but yeah, very good question, because up until we firmed up our gas, we needed a backup energy source, which would have been the coal.
Appreciate the update. So, thank you.
Welcome.
Any other questions from anyone regarding this?
Just a quick question. What is the timeline of keeping the coal? I mean, how long it will last?
If we were to burn it?
It was just...
The coal that's out there, if we were able to burn it without running any gas, we have about 20 days out there on the pile right now. If we were to burn it, it would take us 35 days to burn it up, because we got to run gas with it to meet our emissions because of coal degrading out there. If we haul the coal out, we do not have a firm buyer yet. After today's meeting, we will put the coal pile out for quotes, and depending on who buys it, how soon, you know, they're able to pick it up will determine how soon the coal pile will be gone in that manner.
My question was, you know, the timeline, you know, like without burning, just to store it.
Oh, if we just keep it, how long will it last?
How long will it last, yeah.
Well, it will last many, many years, but the coal quality continues to degrade, and our ability to meet our air emissions permit as it degrades becomes harder and harder. We got to blend more gas in with the coal in order to meet our air emissions permit. But as far as the pile goes, I could be there for 10 years from now yet, but it will continue to degrade and it'll just turn to powder basically. Now it's still, when you look at it, it's still in kind of rocks or chunks. So.
Thank you. Any other questions? I see this as a momentous time. Coal burning is going to be done. In a moment, we should be getting little jars and putting it in there and passing it out at the open house or something, shouldn't we? I mean, that's what they do with bricks and whatnot. I believe you've explained it well, and if any further questions on it, that the commission does concur with the decision that the staff has made on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commission. That was our purpose here at staff level. We didn't want to move the coal out of town here without the commission being aware of it, because there's going to be semis going out, and more than likely somebody in the public is going to be asking what's going on.
So. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you, Chris, for the report. Then we will hear from our water meeting supervisor, Mr. Briggleman, regarding the grant application.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you can see in front of you, there's an application we need by resolution giving us the authority to apply for the Point Source Implementation Program. It's actually a grant. This is the first step in how we can go any further. Basically, I would say we need to have a resolution giving us the authority to apply. You know, they want to know the project real what it is. So this is the first step. We have already, you know, applied or got the information in for the project priority list and got our rating, and that is actually part of the drinking water and wastewater result revolving fund grants and loans. So this is actually a different grant altogether. So that's why we need a resolution giving us the authority to apply.
I'll go ahead and make that resolution to give you authority to apply for it. Is there a second? Let you guess which one. Okay. Any questions regarding this, just this application to apply for this grant? Hearing none, I'll let you take a roll call, Beth.
Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Briggleman, for the report and for the work we'll just begin on getting that grant stuff all put together, yeah, and our tolls, right? We'll go on to our general manager's report next, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Unless there's questions on the general manager's report, I would have nothing further to add to it, but I would like to turn it back over to Commissioner Romero to talk about the open house.
Okay.
Just briefly.
Yeah, just briefly to let everyone know that I will be unable to attend that. I'm hoping as many commissioners as possible can come to follow what I'm doing, okay. But I will be out of town when that ends, if you could please attend and pass out the little jars of coal dust, okay? Again, and I will be going at the end of this month for the Policymakers Council out to D.C. for the National Association, and then of course our summer conference. Again, I just keep pushing for everyone to attend that, or parts of it if you can. That's it for my side of things. If there's any other questions along or anything else to state there. No more questions? Anything else, Mr. Heron? One last time around. Okay, nothing else to come before the commission? I shall adjourn it. Thank you.
Thank you.